Hello and welcome to Culture Shots on Near FM. Céline Quinn here with you this week. On the show, I will be exploring the work of non-profit organisation EIL Intercultural Learning. EIL Ireland is part of a larger worldwide network founded in the USA in 1932 and was first introduced in Ireland in 1960. The letters EIL stand for Experiment in International Living, and the aim of the organisation is to provide intercultural learning experiences which enrich lives, promote understanding of other cultures, and challenge individuals to be more globally aware and responsible. EIL runs a number of study abroad, volunteer abroad, and language training programs, travel awards, and group educational programs, involving around 2,000 people each year, both coming in to visit Ireland and going abroad from Ireland. As an organisation, EIL really embodies so many of the ideas and themes that we explore here on Culture Shots, so I was delighted to join them for their biannual network weekend, held in Cork last November. At the event, I spoke to the director of EIL Ireland, Kevin Hickey, about the work of the organisation, about the role of intercultural learning, and I asked him how well Ireland is functioning as an intercultural society. Thanks for joining me, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
So we might start with quite a broad question. What is interculturalism and what does it mean to you?
It's maybe easier to answer that question by saying what interculturalism is not. I think sometimes people confuse multiculturalism and interculturalism. Multiculturalism is where you have, like you have in Ireland at the moment, you have lots of different cultures in the country, but they're all somewhat isolated from each other. Whereas interculturalism is about building the bridges between different cultures. It's going beyond multiculturalism, and it's people from different cultures actually interacting with each other, discovering each other's traditions, each other's cultures, learning from each other. That kind of very vibrant exchange between different peoples, different cultures.
Absolutely. And would you think that with interculturalism as distinct from multiculturalism, with intercultural, you might have your culture, I'll have my culture, and when we meet together, we almost create a third culture, which is the mixture of our two.
Yes, to a degree, but it's the melting pot idea, I guess, what you've just described, which the US would have built itself on, and saying that the different cultures come and they melt into one. And in a way, then you create something that's I think probably in the United States now they're rethinking that melting pot hasn't worked. And I think that recognition that it hasn't worked is quite good, because it's the richness of different cultures. And people in real interculturalism, you don't leave your culture behind, you don't abandon it, you embrace other cultures, you recognize them as being interesting but different. And I think that kind of richness is very important.
So if we work on that framework maybe of what we spoke about for interculturalism, what is EIL Intercultural Learning and how did the organisation come about?
EIL Intercultural Learning first came to Ireland in the 1960s and will be here for about 50 years in 2014. But the foundation of the organisation is much older than that internationally. It goes back to the early 1930s, at a time in between the two world wars. And initially, it was involved in bringing Americans together with Europeans, which doesn't seem very dramatic now. But at that time, it was something really revolutionary and dramatic, bringing people from America into to Germany, living with families in Germany, beginning to discover the differences and similarities between their cultures. And that's really what EIL is all about. It's about breaking down barriers between different cultures, but maintaining and being proud and appreciating your own culture and learning from each other. The tagline that we use in EIL Intercultural Learning in Ireland is about enriching lives and inspiring global citizenship. And that's really interesting, because the more interaction you have with other cultures, the richer your life actually becomes, educationally, language-wise, interest in food, the skills that you have. And also, the world is getting smaller and smaller, and global citizenship is becoming more and more important. We're really interdependent on each other. You know, the global economic crash affects every part of the world. We're not isolated from it. So we are global citizens, whether we like it or we don't like it.
Maybe tell us a little bit more about the ethos of EIL and how it reflects in all the work that you do.
I think there are a number of key underpinning principles and values. So it's very important for us that we're not for profit. It's also very important for us that we promote the values of equality, inclusiveness. So we try to reach out insofar as we can to different segments of society here in Ireland and in other countries. As an organisation, I'm pleased to say that we're recognised by the United Nations as a peace messenger organisation. I suppose if you bring it down to a very simple nutshell, we feel that we're contributing towards world peace, friendship by friendship. The need for international friendship and understanding is every bit as important today as it has ever been.
So as a non-profit organisation, all the money is ploughed right back in to the organisation with your travel awards, with your other volunteer programmes. It's an amazing organisation, I suppose, in that way.
Well, we like to think it is. You know, this year we will put €66,000 into travel awards.
Yeah.
And we're reaching out to a whole range of different communities and different parts of the country in terms of making those travel awards available. This year we're introducing the first travel award for retired people. We're working through the access offices in different universities. We're working with organisations like Feroiga to reach as many and as diverse a range of people in Ireland as possible.
So maybe tell us a bit more about the travel awards or the access programmes. Who's involved in them and who travels to these countries?
The travel awards are focused not at people who already have the resources, but they're focused towards people who really would love to and would benefit enormously from these kind of experiences, but just don't have the resources financially to go there, or maybe sometimes don't have the family tradition or the community tradition to travel.
And what's the feedback then you get from the returning travel award winners or any of the groups really?
The feedback we get is absolutely amazing. I mean, it can range from ones that have you rolling around laughing when they talk about the cultural mistakes that they may have made, to times when there can be tears in your eyes when you hear people coming back from the Global Awareness Programme, where they've been working with people with HIV and AIDS in different parts of Africa. There's a multitude of stories and anecdotes that I can tell about the amazing experiences. More importantly, as a result of some of these experiences, people have changed careers, they've changed focus of studies, they've gone back to study, they've abandoned studies, they've made all sorts of life-changing decisions as a result of going on some of these experiences and going with an open mind.
Absolutely. So do you think when they come home, they might interact more with different cultures in Ireland? Or they may be more open to, or they maybe understand some of the issues that might be affecting minority cultures in Ireland, being a minority or a foreigner, let's say, when they went abroad?
Absolutely. And that's a really interesting one. And that's one of the key learnings that people go through. And that's where people come back with a more intercultural outlook rather than a multicultural outlook. Because, as you say, they have been a minority and they have found themselves in strange situations. An Irish person coming from an Irish culture suddenly in a Japanese home, you know, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It really turns upside down some of the things that you're used to, and it questions some of the things that you've taken as natural. And then when you come back, we're finding that people are really curious to go beyond the going to the Japanese restaurant. People want to go beyond that and experience something deeper. And
yeah,
that's really exciting and really interesting and really rewarding. When you go there, you discover amazing things.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier on your involvement with EIL has brought you all over the world. You met all sorts of great people from different backgrounds, different cultures who speak different languages, including your now wife from Mexico. So what maybe have you learned personally, would you say, over the years informally about different cultures? It's ongoing, I'm sure.
It's ongoing, yes. I suppose. And that's really exciting because you never stop learning. I guess one of the things as well that I've learned is not to go for the stereotypes, you know, because you're always going to meet someone that's going to disprove it wherever you go. In the same way as not all Irish people go to the pub every night. We would want people to be careful of the stereotypical images that they may have about Ireland. Culture is something that's a continuum. There are some incredible festivals. most festivals go back. There's a long historical context and
significance.
Significance, and they tell something about the culture.
Let's say the aim of EIL Intercultural Learning is to enrich lives and to inspire global citizenship. So what does intercultural learning mean to you?
Intercultural learning in an EIL context to me means providing people with the tools to survive and thrive in another culture. So you go and you embrace the culture. I'm not saying you lose your own culture. You don't. You still bring that with you. It's really about languages. It's about being culturally sensitive. It's about being accepting of other cultures. It's about all of those aspects, because even if you bring it down to pure economics, Ireland is such a small economy. We need to be able to survive in the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
And a worrying thing in Ireland at the moment is, yes, we're good with doing business with the English-speaking world, but we really have a huge amount to learn about doing business with the non-English-speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
We're very poor in languages. If we're to break into those countries, economically speaking, and develop trade and those kind of links, we can only do it by using an intercultural approach.
And experiential learning, so it's learning by doing. When people visit these cultures, they really have to
integrate
into the society in order for this intercultural experience really to be successful.
Absolutely.
So if we think about that in an Irish context, how well are we doing in Ireland as an intercultural or a multicultural society? How well are we doing here fostering an environment where all the cultures can integrate?
I think we're not doing so well on it. Yes, Ireland is multicultural, and people will tell you there are children of 25 nationalities attending this school. But the level of real integration, people still socialise and move around within their own national groups. It's really worrying that, you know, in parts of our larger cities, that you have districts that are becoming associated with particular nationalities or cultures. If you go back to the point I was making earlier, you know, bring it down to a purely economic point of view with the BRIC countries, looking at places like Brazil and China, we have huge Brazilian communities in Ireland, huge Chinese communities in Ireland, and we're not really working with those communities to make links back into their home countries,
mm-hmm.
where there are huge economic opportunities and
opportunities.
Social opportunities for us.
Yeah.
It's important that we move beyond just being multicultural, and that we start reaching out and we start integrating. It's a slow drip down, drop by drop effect that will eventually have huge dividends for us.
So would you say Ireland is a multicultural society in the sense that there's different cultures living side by side, and has not yet progressed to an intercultural society where we've all integrated and embraced each other?
Yes, I think that's a correct analysis. Yes, we are multicultural, but we're not intercultural.
Yes,
and
hopefully.
Not yet.
We're on the track.
But we have to be careful that we don't go down the road of the melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to create this new artificial culture. The richness is there in the multicoloredness of the different cultures. We got to celebrate that. It's the unity and the diversity. That's really important, and that's something that lots of countries struggle with. And they try the melting pot, and the melting pot doesn't really work. It creates this something that nobody feels totally attached to.
I have to say, this has been extremely enlightening. Thank you very much for speaking with me. That was Kevin Hickey. He is the director of EIL Ireland. And I want to congratulate you on all the fantastic work that you do here. And best of luck with all your future endeavours.
Thank you very much. It's been a great weekend.
Great interview there with Kevin Hickey. Now we're going to have a song. This song was a special request from EIL member Damien Thomas. The song is called Cores by the band Dalata. And welcome back to Culture Shots. This is Celine Quinn here with you, and we're exploring the work of non-profit organisation EIL Intercultural Learning. During the network weekend last November, EIL members from all over Ireland and beyond met and took part in workshops on different social justice issues. I nabbed as many of the members as I could to hear about their overseas adventures and find out exactly what they learned about the people and the cultures of the country they visited abroad. I wanted to find out what intercultural learning really means and what it looks like in practice.
My name is Judy Roach. I'm from Ballinasloe in Galway. I first became involved with EIL 12 years ago when I won a travel award to Ecuador.
And what do you think you've learned most about different cultures through your experience with EIL?
You learn how to be open-minded, you learn how to be understanding, you learn how to communicate more importantly. It's more an appreciation of how to approach other cultures rather than learning particular information or facts.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm 30 years old. I got involved with EIL in 2008. I'm half French, half Spanish. I volunteer in India with EIL. That was another world. I learned a lot about the way of living in India.
Did you have culture shock?
Not at all. I knew already most of the traditions through the films, through reading articles in the newspaper and about the culture, so that was not culture shock for me.
My name is Holly. I'm 27. I'm from Clonmel in County Tipperary. I first became involved with EIL 11 years ago. I was 16 and I won a travel award to go to Japan. I think my favourite memory was being in school. The reception that I had from people was really incredible, and they were really impressed that someone who was their age from the other side of the world could understand their culture and also, you know, could use chopsticks. That was really impressive to them that I could use chopsticks. Going away actually really did open up my eyes, and it sounds like a real cliche, but I definitely came away understanding that the world is so much bigger than just Ireland, and actually that even though people are very different, we're still all cool, and actually we have quite a lot in common. So even though on the outside someone might, you know, appear quite different, that their culture is different, actually you might like the same TV program or you might laugh at the same joke. We have a lot in common despite our differences.
My name is Catherine Anderson. I'm 20, from Clare, living in Cork. I volunteered in 2010 with EIL. I went to Guatemala. I was 18, so it was a big experience. My favourite memory would have to be when I went on this crazy rickety bus up to the highlands of Guatemala to a tribal village. They didn't speak Spanish, they didn't speak English, they spoke a language which was all clicks and claps, and they'd never seen a white woman in trousers. Most of them had never seen a white woman before. I learned so much about the culture, mainly that the people are very generous and very open. Such a beautiful country, and I'd love to go back.
My name is Cynthia Okafor. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Lucan, but I'm originally from Nigeria. I had a travel award with EIL, and I went to India over the summer for 4 weeks, and it was amazing. What I learned most about Indian culture was how friendly they were and how welcoming almost every single person I met was, and all the kids were always so eager to learn and just so smart as well. It really has changed like a lot of my perspective and a lot of things, because it kind of taught me about like the way we take a lot of things for granted. I was in contact with people that had less, but they might as well have had it all because they were so happy. You wouldn't even tell that they were poverty stricken. I already engage with Indian people living in Ireland. I have so many friends that are Indian. I'm going to have more things to talk to them about. I'm going to even understand their culture more.
My name is Evelyn Flynn. I'm 20 years old and I'm from Dublin. I learned a whole lot about the culture in Argentina when I was there, particularly the language. When I first arrived, I hadn't a word. So by the end of the time that I'd spent there, I spent 10 weeks there, I was well able to have a full-blown conversation about pretty much anything. So I learned about the depths of the culture. Where I was a really rural place, and it was completely different to what I'd expected. There was no cinema, there was no sports centre, there was no nothing, and nobody goes there. There's no tourist attractions whatsoever. So it was very isolated. So they don't see a lot of white people, or they don't see a lot of other cultures.
Have you met any Argentinian people in Ireland?
Not a single one, no. But I met loads of Irish people in Argentina. There's actually a couple of 100,000 Irish descendants in Argentina. Basically, in the late 1800s, a whole group of people from the Midlands of Ireland upped and left and went to Argentina. And now they have, you know, Juan Murphys, and apparently still talk with me, the accents and that kind of stuff. So that was really funny. And
did you experience any culture shock?
Completely. Oh my God. The biggest thing was the food. Two staples of Argentinian food would be Coca-Cola and beef.
My name is Ryan Gibbons. I'm from Galway originally. I got involved in EIL when I went to Vermont as part of the Travel Award for 2 weeks in the summer. And it was perhaps the best 2 weeks I've had of my life. It was a lot of political debates, current issues debate, youth activism. I got to meet a lot of people from different countries, from Turkey, from England, America, from Mexico. I suppose my favourite memory is just meeting my fellow participants at a bonfire we'd have once a week and just exchanging stories, singing songs and talking about different cultures. And it was just a great way to meet each other and learn more about each other. This experience has changed my perception of different cultures in Ireland. In fact, it's changed it in such a broad way that when I came back, I practically changed what I wanted to do in college. Now I'm studying sociology, and it was pretty much as a direct result of what I learned there and how I became interested in current activism and things affecting people, and I wanted to learn more about it.
Hi, my name is Fiona O'Leary. I'm from Cork City. I have been working with EIL for about 12 years now, and I work mostly with groups that come to Ireland. They're incoming groups. They're mostly Americans, some German groups we have. The Americans come for two-week educational touring programs. They do a lot of touristy type things, but they also, for example, we arrange them to visit a primary school in the Cladda in Galway. They have dinners with Irish families in Killarney, and they also have a little Irish dancing lesson with some local children in Killybegs in County Donegal. So these are all ideas and ways we have of opening up Irish culture to them. They learn and they come away with a stronger understanding of Irish culture, and not just the leprechaun and shamrock type vision of Ireland. So it's going beyond that.
My name is Cecilia. I'm from Mexico City, and I'm the director of the partner organization of EIL Ireland. We place our volunteers in 5-hour projects, some of them in rural areas and just one in a large city, in Mexico City.
And what is the experience of the Irish volunteers that go over to Mexico?
Well, most of them always said that Mexican society is pretty much like Irish society. So they do not feel that lost, and they feel family ties are very important also in Mexico. They also like a lot the fact that they can live with Mexican families, so they share normal daily life with them and their meals, and they talk and their same worries and their same happiness.
Do they ever experience culture shock?
Oh yeah, they do, mostly with food. But I think it's, they don't understand that the spiciness is not the same thing one country than in the other. And I think poverty too. Quite shocking for them to see sometimes little children asking for money.
So what about from the other side? What do the host families, what do they learn from the Irish?
I think it's basically the same. They report the same thing, that they are very much like Mexicans. The other thing is that they help a lot around the house. Mexican mothers are always happy, delighted with them. And they admire a lot the independent spirit of the Irish students. They feel that if they give 4 weeks, 8 weeks of their time to do volunteer in Mexico in a community that deserve it, the same people in the community feel that they need to give back also. So it really boosts the spirit or the community spirit of the area to work for their own well-being.
Hi, my name is Anthony Burrows. I'm 25 years of age and I'm from Coolock in Dublin 17. I got involved by going on the Travel Award scheme. I went to Mexico, a place called Oaxaca in the southwest of Mexico for 2 months. La Ventania is where the ecological project was. And I was working in a community of 100 people, looking after turtles, going on turtle walks at nighttime, working with crocodiles, just kind of mingling in with the culture as well, so they get to know me and I got to know them a bit more.
So it's the people or the crocodiles? Both? Both,
yeah. I had to pick them up. Even though they were babies, they were still little nippers, so made friends with them as well.
And what was your favourite memory of your experience in Mexico?
Every part of Mexico was just brilliant. Talking to people, even playing charades with people because you don't know how to talk in Spanish, really. It was brilliant. I didn't really live with a host family, I lived with a host community. I had dinner in everybody's house. The 100 people in the community made me part of their community while I was there. It was just incredible.
My name is Jill Carter. I'm from Raherne, which is in County Westmeath. I'm 22. I've been involved with EIL since 2010 through a global awareness programme going to South Africa, working in a HIV respite centre. Basically, that's where everyone went when their HIV had progressed into AIDS. I think I learned a lot about apartheid and how the South African people kind of have been really resilient to that, and they're really powerful and strong people. They've gone through a lot, but they've got a lot of spirit and they're very, very vibrant and lively people.
Did they learn a little bit about Irish culture?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're really inquisitive as to, you know, what it's like in Ireland and how it's different. I think they always just thought it rained constantly, and I reinforced that idea because in comparison it does.
Has it changed your outlook on life? Have you become more involved maybe with migrant communities in Ireland?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm studying international development. I mean, visited lots of kind of asylum seeker centres around Cork, and it's really encouraged me to start raising awareness and just getting involved in different projects around Ireland.
My name is Damien Thompson. I'm 18 and I'm from Tala, South County, Dublin. I won the Travel Award to Ecuador in 2011 because I was only 16. I spent a month living with a family there, and it was completely different and completely different culture. And
did you experience culture shock?
I thought I would, but to be honest, I felt really at home there. The family were just really open, and there's things that people have in common no matter where you go, just the way people treat each other and family values, and I think that really stood out to me. I guess the thing I learned most about Ecuador, just that it's a real warm and welcoming country. I felt right at home. I never could have expected such a welcome. I'm sure they say that about every culture you go to, but it's probably the people you meet, they're just the best.
And have you met anybody from Ecuador in Ireland?
I once found some tourists on Grafton Street, and I couldn't have been happier just to speak some Ecuadorian slang. I was just giving them some directions, and it was just brilliant. They had Ecuadorian jerseys on, so I could identify them.
Do you think you'll take something with you from the experience? Has it changed your life in any way?
It gave me a lot of independence and really opened my mind to the world and its problems, because I think we live such an insular life in Ireland. We don't really take into account everything that's happening in the world, and there's so many problems, and we complain a lot in this country, and we just need to appreciate what we have.
So now that you've had the experience abroad, do you meet people in Ireland who are in a minority? Would you be more inclined to hang out with them?
I'm always inclined to make people feel welcome, because when I was there, like, that's how I felt, and I think it's really important to do that and give a good impression of Ireland and let them integrate into our society as they wish, and help them to do so.
Intercultural learning to me is the opportunity to experience and immerse yourself in another culture where you can share your values, your customs with another person from other countries, or likewise where you can host them and give them the opportunity to experience your life and what it's about, what your values are and your customs.
Intercultural learning to me is the effort to strive to understand other cultures as best you can in order to relate and work together to, you know, improve the community.
To me, intercultural learning is about meeting new people from different places, learning about their backgrounds and sharing your own, being open-minded, getting to grips with a new culture, understanding other people's experiences and bringing them back home and sharing them with others.
To me, intercultural learning is the bringing together of two cultures, but on a personal level. And in the end, most people have learned that it's how equal everybody is, and you really only get this by living with someone or by spending a lot of time in person with them, and really it's learning by doing.
Wonderful stuff there. I have to say, the consensus from speaking to so many of those involved in the organisation over the weekend, what I learned was that intercultural learning brought an understanding to them that no matter where we come from, what our backgrounds are, what languages we speak or what food we eat, that we as people are fundamentally all the same. And I think that's a really encouraging grounding for a successful intercultural society. If you're interested in getting involved with EIL, check out their website, eilireland.org. Applications are currently being accepted for the 2013 Travel Awards and Global Awareness Programmes. So I urge you to download a form for their website and apply. The closing date for applications is March 5th. So you could be off somewhere very exciting this summer to Japan or Mexico or Thailand. And remember, there's special awards available for those in access programmes at their college, and a brand new award this year for retired persons. So get out there and spread the words. Tell your classmate, your sister, your neighbour, your uncle or your granny, and get involved in this wonderful organisation. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our guests, to Kevin Hickey, Director of EIL Ireland, and to the many members who shared their intercultural experiences with me. This has been Celine Quinn for Culture Shots. Tune in every Monday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. here on Near FM. To listen back to past episodes, log on to nearpodcast.org/cultureshots. For news, updates and more, visit nearintercultural.ie.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of PUBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and PUBL.